From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Turkey reeling from another deadly terrorist attack. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is vowing to avenge Wednesday's car bombing in central Ankara that killed at least 28 and wounded dozens. The blast occurred as a convoy of military buses stopped for a traffic light close to the parliament building and military headquarters. Turkish Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmuş said both civilians and military personnel were among those killed. The wounded, he said, are being cared for in various hospitals. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility the Islamic State blamed for last October's suicide bombing at a peace rally in Ankara that killed more than 100. Turkey has also been battling the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, which has been fighting a decades-long guerrilla war for more Kurdish autonomy. Ugandans are going to the polls Thursday in a presidential election to determine whether incumbent Yoweri Museveni will extend his 30-year rule. He faces two main challengers, longtime opposition leader Kizza Besigye and former Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi. Besigye, having unsuccessfully tried to unseat Mr. Museveni in three previous elections, says he expects the vote this time to be neither free nor fair, with an outcome he will likely reject.
We have to continue with our defiance campaign. It would just be a continuation of the defiance campaign. And defiance really means that we don't cooperate with the regime. We continue to demonstrate against its actions and delegitimize it.
The 71-year-old Museveni remains popular in parts of Uganda, having taken power in 1986, following a five-year guerrilla campaign against a dictatorship. He's been credited with restoring peace and presiding over economic growth. A candidate will need 50% of the vote to win. This is VOA News.